get you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Bet your money all your life. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a salt rock you flower. Oh no. Oh no. Whatever gets you through your life.
Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep in the safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope!
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Yeah, I am back in the flagship studio, News Radio 570 WWNC, here in Asheville, North Carolina, along with producer Sam the Animal Steel, and of course, investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, what's been going on at Wright's Coin Shop lately?
Wright's Coin Shop has been very, very, very busy. Mm-hmm. Everybody has been in selling, so it's a good time for you to come in and buy stuff. Mm-hmm. All the little kids are going back to school and breaking the bank for their parents, so they're coming in and selling some really nice coins.
Well, of course, it is an election year, and election time is when the markets can get a little shaky. The economy can be a little unpredictable.
Definitely.
You never know how people are going to react to who gets elected to some position, and it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong. If people panic and they believe exactly that the person that gets elected is going to be bad for the economy, then they start making sometimes erratic decisions.
Right.
And you just don't know what a dollar is going to look like 6 months from today. And that's why there is nothing that makes you feel more security than going into Wright's Coin Shop and turning some of your bills there, your green U.S. Treasury notes, into coins that have intrinsic value. And gold and silver have always been worth something, and historically they just go up and up in value. And it's something that everybody should have, their own little stash of some gold and silver. And you guys make it so easy for them. Even if somebody has never done this before, it's not rocket science. You walk in there, you talk to somebody like Miss Shelley right here, you buy some coins, you walk out the door, and you feel like you've just, you know, found the end of the rainbow. Right, Shelley?
Exactly. It's a happy place.
You guys do not work on consignment.
No, we do not work on commission.
I'm sorry, commission.
I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's a family-owned business mm-hmm. that has been successful here for over 40 years. And that can only be because people respect the way that your family does business.
Exactly. And we're a two-way street. You mm-hmm. can buy it from us and later sell it back to us. So. Mm-hmm. So we're not like a lot of the TV places.
If people are fortunate enough to be in the area, how can they come and actually visit your showcase?
They can come to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, which is exit 51 off of I-40. And it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 until 5:30. We're there. Solid. We don't close for lunch, and you don't need an appointment if you wanted to sell something, and just come in anytime. Our inventory is always changing.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Okay. Again, write this down. Keep this info on hand. 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, exit 51. It's not far from the Biltmore Estate. You will find a map and other information if you go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S. There's no apostrophe there in the website address, of course. WrightsCoinShop.com. There is a link at SpeakingOfStrange.com. The number again to write is 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. And Shelley, as if you didn't have your hands full enough with Wright's Coin Shop, you have been working on a giant, amazing project that is soon going to come to fruition.
Yes.
In the Asheville area. What have you been up to?
I am opening a magic shop, but it's going to encompass not only magic and magical thinking, but paranormal, investigating the paranormal, monster hunters. Nobody does anything like that. Nobody actually embraces all of it, you know, magic and science. So I do. I am the person. I do all of that. So it's going to be so much fun. It's going to be a wonderful atmosphere. There's going to be so much amazing stuff in there. Mom's been helping me open up packages, and she's like, I didn't even know about this. This is so cool. She loves it. So she's not even really into all of this, but she's very excited.
Now, when you're talking about a magic shop, we're not talking about pulling rabbits out of hats.
No. We're talking real magic.
This is real magic, real spells.
Yes. Real honest to gosh curios that go in mojo bags or other spell work. I've got everything. I've got things that people have never seen. So I'm very excited.
And what is the name of your new shop?
Nevermore Mystical Arts.
Nevermore Mystical Arts. And why Nevermore? What does that mean to you?
You know, Edgar Allan Poe, the Raven. Yes, Nevermore.
And at this point, when is the hopeful opening date?
The hopeful opening date is going to be the first day of fall, which is September the 22nd. It's kind of a squishy date. I'm hoping to hold myself to it, but sometimes things happen. So.
Sure.
So I've been working hard on it.
Yeah, it's a very busy time in this area, and so, but how perfect to get it going right there as Halloween is approaching.
Oh, it is going to be perfect, and it's for everyone, and it's a very, like I said, a very welcoming atmosphere. A lot of places that you go into that are sort of like that, you feel like the people are kind of standoffish, and you just feel very uncomfortable. It's not going to be like that in my shop.
And for now, there is some very basic information at nevermoremysticalarts.com. And as time goes on, that will develop into a more elaborate website.
Exactly.
But that is the place to go to sort of at least, you know, bookmark it and go back and visit it as things develop. And also, anybody who subscribes to my free e-newsletter list is going to be updated. Now, thousands and thousands of people subscribe to it all over the world, and these are updates that come directly from me. There's no spam involved. I pay for this so you don't get ads sent to you. It's just what I'm working on or products that I think is cool. So everybody needs a subscription to my free e-newsletter. Just go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. joshuapwarren.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter, and I'll keep you updated that way. Also, if you follow my Twitter feed, I'll be tweeting about it.
Yay.
If you're a Facebook friend, I'll be posting about it. I mean, so there are a lot of ways that you can stay updated on what's happening at Nevermore Mystical Arts. And it's going to be over there near the coin shop, huh?
It will be. Same building right beside the coin shop. So you'll be able to catch glimpses at me because I know I will be having to go next door to the coin shop, but I'll be spending most of my time at the magic shop.
You'll be teleporting back and forth.
Teleporting back and forth.
Well, you know, Shelley, you're a hard-working lady.
Yes, I am.
But I know occasionally, surely you include some time for fun in your life, unwind, relax a little bit. When it comes to, let's say, your romantic life, a little de-stressing that you do once in a while. Are you one of these ladies who enjoys having your behind slapped?
It just kind of depends on the mood I'm in, I suppose.
Really?
Yeah.
So there is a possibility that...
There is the possibility.
Sam, are you a butt slapper?
Do I like slapping or do I like receiving?
Either way.
You know, I'll take the Shelley line on this. I don't like receiving. I will give if necessary.
Yeah.
Some people like that. It's not
some
so
do.
Much my bag, but.
So you will either give or receive a buttock slap?
I mean,
every
there's
now and
there's
then,
something
everybody
very
likes.
Fulfilling about a good full contact, you know, like.
Every once in a while, you enjoy having
slap.
Your butt slapped. Yeah, every once in a while.
Well, apparently, according to modern medicine, this may be a very therapeutic process. But right now, a psychologist in Montreal is in trouble because part of his treatment for his patients is to have them pull down their pants and during therapy sessions, spank the patient's nude buttocks while yelling, quote, "Feel the shame."
Okay, I can kind of see why he's in trouble.
End quote. They say this happened over the course of up to 10 therapy sessions, according to this new report, which has been published. The man has been temporarily suspended from practicing therapy. And it says here the patient who launched the complaint sought the man's help to treat panic attacks and self-esteem problems.
Oh, yeah, that's going to help.
Yeah. And that they say that throughout the sessions, the patient was placed on his hands and knees as the psychologist slapped him. On one occasion, he used a piece of wood and yelled, "Giddy up!" Now, the psychologist claims that this is helping to relive maybe some experiences that the patient had had in the past, which need to bubble back up to the surface and be cleared.
I'm thinking the psychologist wants to be a dominatrix.
It sure sounds that way, doesn't it?
Yes.
So right now there is a team in Montreal looking into this and trying to figure out if there is any kind of a bona fide scientific basis for this kind of treatment. And if indeed, a patient may have the right to request that kind of thing if he or she wants. It's very interesting because I'm sure you both know that, say, back in the 1800s, if a woman had hysteria, as they called it, then she could go see a usually a male doctor, and the male doctor would be very hands-on with her body, and they believe that doing so would help her to release certain tensions. Now, that, of course, would get you sued in a heartbeat.
They
nowadays.
Also use the leeches for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Bloodletting.
Right, right. They did
that
to George
Washington.
They
didn't have all the information.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have a story about, stunned shoppers. Guess what happened to them? And I think I'll share with you a little personal experience that I had recently at an establishment that
slapping
qualifies as Dark 30 material. It's the show that digs into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. Keeping you company tonight, I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two. Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark. Changing, strangers moving in.
such a dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. The show is presented by Wright's Coin Shop. The number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. 828-298-5402. And let me also remind you that if you want to stay abreast of Shelley's new magic shop endeavor, check out Nevermore Mystical Arts from time to time. That's nevermoremysticalarts.com. And you'll see some of the progress there as this is put together. I'm really excited about it. I have a lot of stuff to be excited about tonight. Mm-hmm. Cool things are happening in the area. Go to also speakingofstrange.com for links to all this stuff. And I hope you'll visit joshuapwarren.com and just download your free PDF of the book that I wrote about the Brown Mountain Lights. And while you're there, hey, check out the Curiosity Shop, the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home, the Wishing Machine, the Money Magic Kit. There's a lot of neat stuff there at joshuapwarren.com. Let me warn you, we call this the Dark 30 Hour because it's late at night. It's in the period of time we call Safe Harbor. So we're reading some of these news stories that are more outrageous and controversial, stories you don't usually hear addressed by the rest of the media for very obvious reasons. And it's not for the easily offended or for children, so tune out if there's somebody around who doesn't need to hear this kind of thing. And maybe you're one of those people who doesn't want to hear it. Here's a story from the UK near a town called Kent. Stunned shoppers had to look away in horror after a woman stripped off and started trying on knickers, that would be panties to us, on the shop floor before putting them back on the shelf.
Ew. Ew.
Disgusted customers watched as the woman is said to have tried on four pairs of underwear in the store there, and they say that she was completely naked. She walked around the store like it was the most normal, natural thing in the world. An eyewitness said the woman didn't buy any briefs, but simply put her clothes back on and left the shop empty-handed. No one actually spoke to her. Everybody was just so shocked and intimidated. Some people thought it was a hidden camera joke. They say it just seemed so unusual, but no, it was real, apparently, and they say that all of the product in question has now been removed from the store. And so the unfortunately, can you believe this, the security cameras were not working at the time of the incident. Nobody used a cell phone camera to document this, so police now say they actually don't have any good evidence to pursue this. It is weird when you just see nudity out of the blue, totally unexpected. And I haven't been back in Asheville for very long. But as soon as I got back, I did visit. I visited my family, and one night, my sister and Lauren and I went to a local watering hole. I will not give the name of this particular establishment. And people were dancing. And there was a woman there. She looked like she was in her 20s. She was pretty much wearing a sundress. And as she was dancing, just literally like, 3 feet away from me, she was really getting into it. And at various times, she would just reach down and pull her dress up above her hips, and there was absolutely nothing on under the dress.
No way. Yeah. Okay, you're gonna tell me where this is off mic.
Oh, I'll tell you,
this is crazy. Yeah. I've never.
And there was a guy that would kind of come around
of course,
and he'd dance with her for a little while, and then he would step aside, and then he'd dance for a little bit. And the first thing that popped into my head was, I remember when I was doing this documentary called Inside the Church of Satan, the Satanists, they have like their version of the Ten Commandments, like little rules that you have to follow. And to paraphrase, one of them was do not pursue someone of the opposite sex until or unless they give you the mating signal. And I never knew what the mating signal was.
That's pretty
until you
in your
saw
face.
It.
I think now it's like, oh, light bulb, that's the mating signal.
Yep.
And again, she just, it was just so natural. And to her, and I, you know, nobody else seemed to make a big deal out of it. I don't even, I mean, it wasn't like that there were a lot of people paying that much attention. She just happened to be right there in front of me. And so I turned to my sister and Lauren. I said, watch this chick. I just saw everything. And she is either totally oblivious to what's happening here or just is so feels so comfy in her skin right now that this is okay. But I've never seen that at a bar in Asheville.
No. I hope never see it.
Exhibitionist?
Very well could be. She got my attention, and so I don't know if she was paying any attention to who was watching, but... Can you relate to that at all?
You were definitely.
You know, in all the times, all the years I've been dancing with my friends, I have never once given the mating symbol. mating. What did you, the mating signal. The mating signal. No, no, never.
Is it possible that a woman wearing a light little sundress on a summer night could walk out the door and literally forget to put on underwear and be doing that not realizing that she's completely exposed?
I don't think that you're gonna, as a girl, I don't think that you're just gonna walk out the door having forgotten to put on panties.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've known many a lady who don't wear panties.
Well, some who don't.
I do not like going commando down there, but like a lot of girls, you know.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, some do, but I can't imagine that somebody would just forget. It's not.
I've never forgotten.
No.
I've never forgotten. Do you have those dreams sometimes that you're like at high school and you look down and realize you're Porky Pig in it and, yeah, you're pantsless?
Never had that.
That's
dream.
Never happened, Shelly?
Yeah, but. It was more, or you know,
it was more
usually,
like you showed up at a high school with no pants on.
I believe I showed up, you know, not wearing a top, not wearing, you know, I was just totally bare and just kind of thinking, okay, I'm fine with this, but I think I'm making some other people uncomfortable, so maybe I should put something on. I was fine with it though, in my dreams.
Yeah. In the dreams. Man, I had a dream last night, and I swear it was just so clear and so real that I remember becoming lucid while I was in it and just looking around thinking, this is better than virtual reality. Like, if we can ever figure out how to recreate this scene, because I know I'm dreaming. I know this isn't real, but it looked so real. And there's almost this quality that you can't really put into words where that reality seems realer than this reality.
See what we were talking about. How can we say that this is real?
Yeah.
How could you say that that's not?
Yeah. Well, speaking of virtual reality, here's a story that I was not happy to read. It's from Cologne, Germany. You know, Sam, we were talking about virtual reality earlier in the show. I suspect it's something that everybody will be discussing for years to come. Now it's gotten a little too real. Because the Rift is one of these devices people use for VR. And a company has announced what they call the Nautilus Rift. And they have crafted it for a South Park video game. And this thing actually creates a fart-smelling virtual reality experience.
It's a fake story. Did you not see the video?
I did not. Is it fake?
It's fake, yeah.
Really? You're sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, UPI picked it up. I guess they got duped before we did. It could, but I can see this happening.
It was a funny video. I mean, it was like you put on the goggles and you went into the South Park universe and the kids were farting on you and you could smell it. But it was totally like Trey Parker and Matt Stone making the video.
Well, that's the thing. These days, you never can tell, huh?
There's a lot of content out there.
Yeah. Good job, Sam. He's like the Snopes of Speaking of Strange, crushing. But, you know, I'm glad it's not real.
Fact-checking.
Yeah. we're going to take a break when we come back. Oh, this one I can totally see being real, and I'll just give you the headline right now. Woman has diarrhea, steals underwear. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. This is Speaking of Strange. Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I am Joshua P. Warren. Now, Dark 30 means it's late at night in a period called Safe Harbor, and that's why we wait till this time of night to read some of the more controversial and outrageous news stories. Not for the easily offended, not for kids. So consider that your warning. This is the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his depravity, and this is when we dig into the pit part. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's should be on your refrigerator by now, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Also, I hope that you will go to speakingofstrange.com and check out the link to their website, and go check out joshuapwarren.com. And if you do that, you can look at the gallery of the strange videos and pictures that'll just keep you going for hours. And there's also a link there to buy tickets for the big show in Asheville next weekend at Diana Wortham Theater. George Norrie is going to be here, host of Coast to Coast AM, doing a live stage show with me, Dr. Bill Forstchen, and Micah Hanks. That's on August the 27th of 2016. So back to the news stories, now that you've been warned. Oh, what a classy show we are. Headline, woman has diarrhea, steals underwear. This took place in, oh, this is somewhere in Europe. I don't know. I don't have it. Okay, Sweden. There we go. Woman has.
Guten Tag.
Yeah. Woman has been fined thousands of kronor. I guess that's their.
Kroner.
Yeah. Okay. For stealing underwear after a court rejected her diarrhea defense. The 54-year-old woman was caught in March of this year after a shopkeeper at the store spotted her taking five pairs of underwear into a changing room, but handing back only four when she left, and she immediately confessed after being confronted by police outside the store. She said, "Here's the truth. I got a sudden onset of diarrhea and was forced to change underwear." And they say, according to Swedish law, a person committing a crime in an emergency situation may actually escape punishment. they do give you some latitude on that.
The Swedes are very rational people.
Well, in this case, they felt her actions were irrational, apparently.
They threw down the hooey card.
And then maybe they examined the goods and found that they were...
No, Shelley, they threw down the pooey card.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to be careful if you're using that defense, even if you're in Sweden. This is from the UK. I don't know if this is... I mean, I guess this is kind of like romantic in a way.
Another poo story?
No, it's not exactly. I don't think it's romantic in a Nicholas Sparks kind of fashion, but there may be an upside to this. So my understanding of the story is that in West Yorkshire in England, a woman had a vengeful ex go into a bathroom and scrawl her phone number on the wall.
Classic.
Yeah, saying, call this, you know what, for a good
time call.
Yeah, they use a different word. The word they use, I think you can use in the U.S. It's edited in Britain. It's shag.
Yeah, we can say that.
Yeah, because Austin Powers says that, right?
The spy who shagged me.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, but apparently, like, that's not acceptable in England to say that in good, you know, decent company. Offering a good shag. And it turns out what happened was a trucker went into the bathroom, found the information scrawled there on the wall of the toilet, and he used the bathroom, and then he called this number. The woman answered. As they say, one thing led to another, and now the two are in love.
What?
It actually worked out.
That's fate.
Yeah, is it that? Yeah, how do you...
Oh, yeah, that's one to tell the parents. Oh, my goodness, guess how we met.
Yeah, what a story.
Yeah, what a...
Says she's 49, he's 51, and they say, you know, it found happiness because apparently... The love-struck trucker said, look, I just called it out of curiosity.
The love-strucker.
Yes.
The love-strucker.
I just wanted to know if it was a real human being. And when he called, she was perplexed by how the man had found the number. And so he told her, and I don't know, something clicked. And so they just met up a few days later. Now they have kids, but they haven't explained to the kids how mom and dad met.
Does it really matter?
Well,
I mean, they found true love. They found each other. They found a connection. And that's hard to do in this world.
Yeah. I mean, that is a pretty organic method in the day and age of Tinder. And
talk about a burn on the guy who was trying to burn the girl. It was the reverse burn because he got burned.
I'm still saying come up with really good story, just something else to tell the kids.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's germane to the love affair. They found each other, and that's all that matters.
Well, and that's great. Just come up with something else for the kids.
Does that warm your heart a little bit? Does that give you some fuzzies, Shelley?
Not really. Sorry. I love love, but
that's not going to win your heart.
That's not going to win my heart.
On the silver screen when you go in there to watch a dramedy or whatever, a romantic... dramedy. Yeah.
Starring Hugh Grant as the Strucker.
The love Strucker. That could actually have some potential. It's probably going to be better than the Commodore. I submitted the Commodore to 17 film festivals. I've heard back from 2 so far.
It is going to be showing in a toilet in the north of England, though.
Been rejected by the first 2, but I've got 15 more to go. So... It's the fat lady ain't sung yet.
Gorilla show it. Get a projector, you know, and start bombing it up on walls.
I'm not at all higher than that. I can do that.
You can release it online?
Yeah.
For free? Bam, sure. Here you go.
Here is a story from Miami, Florida. And, you know, I read this headline and I thought, this doesn't conjure up an appealing image, at least not for me, but here it goes. Says a guy is in trouble because in the courtroom, he decided to twerk for the courtroom cameras.
It's not really a good look for any dude. I mean, in the bedroom, a humorous twerk can be appreciated.
Yeah, I don't. I've never even tried to twerk.
I'd show you, but my back, you know.
Yeah, you're too old to twerk.
I'd like to see this, but
my back is really messed up. So,
do you have the booty to do that?
I don't really. Mm-hmm. But
Shelly, are you a twerker? Have you done this?
No.
Never even tried.
No.
Well,
but you know, I'm sure we could look it up on YouTube and see.
There's a long cord on those headphones.
That's true. I have some video on my phone.
says, yeah, they, you know what, they were so offended by this guy's behavior that they put him in a full body restraint to keep him seated for the rest of his appearance.
It was probably a good thing.
Yeah, the judge was very offended by this behavior. Next story comes to us from Poland. Polish authorities have arrested an 80-year-old woman who allegedly drugged and then robbed a string of senior citizen suitors she met through the newspaper Lonely Hearts ads. It says during dinner, the lady would sprinkle lorazepam, a drug prescribed to treat anxiety but which induces sleep, on her victim's food. In one case, she stole $2,000 in jewelry, electronics, and cash from a 78-year-old who had invited her to his house. Said, quote, I'd never imagine this sweet little old lady was capable of doing something like this, nor that she's 80. End quote. They say the woman looks like she might be in her 50s or 60s. So.
Wow.
That would have to be a decent amount of, you know, powder on there to, I mean, maybe if you're older. You know, maybe if you're older,
at night.
You know, you go to sleep after wheel.
I've done that a few times. Let's see. Can we? No. Okay. Break is coming up, and my goodness, we're already going to be in the last segment of the show, aren't we, Sam?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have the last three stories I have saved for the end of the show here. And I got to tell you, at least a couple of these, I've got to be very careful how I read. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange. in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. We are wrapping up what we call the Dark 30 Hour on the program, and that means we are talking about some content here that is not for the easily offended, not for kids to hear, some of the more outrageous stuff, and we read these to you during the safe harbor period late at night. And so consider this your warning to tune out for the next 5 minutes or so if you don't want to hear that type of controversial and often sordid and seedy content. The program is presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's Coin Shop is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. There's a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. And also, I'll tell you one last time, I hope that you'll go to my website, joshuapwarren.com. Check out some of the really cool stuff I've got there, some free stuff you can get right now. And if you're going to be in the Asheville area, especially next weekend for the big event with George Norrie on August 27th, go ahead and schedule yourself a haunted Asheville ghost tour while you're at it. You'll get to come see the Asheville Mystery Museum in the basement of the Asheville Masonic Temple. That's included, and that info is at hauntedasheville.com. This first story for this segment comes from St. Lucie, Florida. So get a load of this. A 34-year-old woman has been arrested for kicking her boyfriend in the face multiple times in the morning. The guy is...
Why does that matter? You're like, in the morning.
Oh,
it matters?
It does.
Okay.
Because she claims that she woke him up in order to become romantic with him because she knows that in the morning, men are supposed to be inclined to that sort of thing. And when he refused, she said, well, obviously that means you cheated on me last night.
Sounds reasonable.
Absolutely, yeah. So because that he was not in the mood, she jumped to that conclusion and kicked him a few good. He said that the swelling in his right cheekbone, redness on his face. He claims he was barely even awake when all this went down. He says it's silly to just jump to that conclusion.
Totally.
Totally.
Next story from New York. A woman there was arrested for selling drugs.
For shame.
Yeah. Police got her cell phone. They confiscated it. They got a warrant. They started looking through all of her contacts, her text messages, her videos, and they found that not only was she selling drugs, but she was also doing very inappropriate things with her dog. This is obviously taking her situation into a much more extreme territory. So she's now facing a lot of additional counts. And
the counts are more for the dog than for the drugs.
I would say in New York, I hope so. I'm
Nanny
not sure.
State.
Yeah. And now here is this last story. This comes to us from London. And again, this is your warning. This is material not suitable for kids or the easily offended. There is a very successful entrepreneur who is launching a new type of cafe all over the UK, and he's planning to roll them out one after the other. It is called the Fellatio Cafe.
Oh, I don't even like coffee, but I'm intrigued.
I am not going to define the term I just used, but basically you go in, you'll find a smoothie bar there.
Healthy.
Yeah. Oh, it's a very healthy experience. Yeah. Along with a great variety of coffee, and you are handed an iPad. You can scroll through, pick out ladies that seem attractive to you for a base charge of what equals in the United States $64.53.
That's very reasonable.
Very reasonable. You are given the experience of enjoying your beverage while you are being relaxed.
Nice.
And they say that after you pass a certain time limit, you have to pay an extra, again, US $12.91
per minute.
That's for every extra 15 minutes.
Very reasonable.
Now, yeah, that is a formula for success, and
let's
they say
go to England.
Apparently, they think it's, believe it or not, legal there to do that sort of thing. So, I think you might be traveling to England soon. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Joshua Dendy, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving. And tune in next week for a great best of. You are commanded!